Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's our Browns beat reporter. He's a man who, I'm guessing, is happy that training camp open to the fans comes to an end today, because it means training camp's starting to wrap up. He is Dangerous Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. Hello, Daryl. And Daryl, by the way, brought to us by Tech Communications, TEC Communications. Hi, Daryl.
Well, I think we've all reached the point where you're 2.5 weeks into training camp and we're all sick of each other. So, yes, we're looking forward to the camp winding down. It's been a good one so far. Got a couple more days of work. Today's the last practice that'll be open to the public. But, yes, we are all anxiously awaiting week one of the NFL season.
Before we get into Hard Knocks, Dez Bryant expected to be at the Browns training camp tomorrow. Is that still the deal?
Yeah, he's supposed to be in town tomorrow to work out with the Browns. I would imagine to meet with John Dorsey and Hugh Jackson, maybe Todd Haley as well. They have to figure out, first of all, is he in the right physical shape to make a contribution to the football team? Just they have to assess what type of contribution they feel he could make to the team. And then would he be a fit? You know, where is he? Does he want to come to Cleveland and play for the Browns? Was he willing to not be the center of attention, and is he willing to come in and play a complementary role within this offense? And I think that if all those things check off as yes, 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 and yes, then maybe something can get done. But if there's a no squeezed in there somewhere, as Hugh Jackson said yesterday, Jeff, it's not a guarantee that Dez Bryant is going to sign a contract tomorrow.
Daryl, I agree with one thing you just said. He has to be completely on board with the, hey, Dez, this is not your show. This is a group of wide receivers. This is a group of players on offense. We need you to come in, be productive, but be a veteran and lead by example and by buying into the program. And if he's not buying into the program, you know, if he's on a one-year make good, I've got a show, I still have it contract mentality, it probably wouldn't be a good fit.
Absolutely, and that's what they have to determine. It is a mutual thing. It's not just a, you know, the Browns need Dez Bryant or want Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant also has to want to be here, and Dez Bryant has to also be willing to check that massive ego that he had, or at least the reputation of having a massive ego that he had with the Dallas Cowboys. Got to be willing to check that at the door. And that's what Hugh Jackson talks about when he mentions fit.
Can you read into Hard Knocks last night at all when Dorsey says, well, where is he? Where's Dez on that list? Can you read into it?
Sure you can. Absolutely you can. You know, it obviously confirms the interest is there from Dorsey's standpoint. You absolutely can read into that, Andy.
Is there anybody else on that list?
You know, based on the clip I saw last night, there's about 30 guys on that list.
It sounded like a trade list, though, Daryl, didn't
yeah.
it? More than anything
yeah.
else?
And let's be honest about it. And this is, I think, a lesson that hopefully Browns fan learned last year. Remember when Kason Williams was cut by Seattle and the Browns picked him up after the waiver deadline? And, like, Browns fan thought they got the next Antonio Brown or Terrell Owens, and he, like, washed out in 4 weeks. That's a lesson to be learned. You're not, you know, every once in a while you might get a diamond in the rough at the cut down deadline there, but there's a reason guys are being made available. So the impact that those type of players are going to be able to have on your football team, not necessarily as strong as maybe a player that you go out and trade for. I will say this, we just got done talking to offensive coordinator Todd Haley, and it was interesting. You know, he mentioned that, you know, he really likes this young receiving core that they have. And that's not just an Antonio Callaway thing. That includes guys like Rashard Higgins, Damian Ratley, who is a rookie. C.J. Board has had himself a fairly nice training camp. So, he seems to be okay right now with the status quo with some of the young talent that's here. But again, John Dorsey's not doing his job if he does not explore any and all avenues to try and improve the football team.
Daryl, the Vegas line on you being in the show Hard Knocks was 2 per episode. I only caught a glimpse of you last night. How many, and maybe I missed it, how many times were you actually in the show last night?
I wasn't keeping track last night, and the fact that I was in it, I would say yes. I am disappointed that you were able to catch a glimpse of me last night. That disappoints me.
Well,
Andy,
the Poobah and I were discussing because you know the Vegas line comes out every Monday on
right.
How many shots of Darryl Ryder we'll see during the show, and so I just thought.
Yeah, I prefer to be the guy taking the pictures or the video, not being actually in them. So that's just kind of my bit.
All right, Todd Haley. Talking to Callaway on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Happened before or after he found out that Todd Haley knew or didn't know? That's my question.
I don't think he knew.
I don't know, man. It's hard. That was pretty.
I know, but.
Did anyone ask Todd that today?
Yeah.
If it was in order?
I stepped away for a moment.
Okay.
But, you know, it's interesting how they did edit that together, and they did a fabulous job of it. But. What we did learn last night from that sequence is the fact that the organization did not know. They did not know until the news broke. They were absolutely caught off guard and by surprise because Callaway was not forthcoming with them, and that's a problem, and that is hopefully a problem that they will not have again. And I think that both Hugh Jackson, John Dorsey, have delivered their message, and you see the talent. And that's the other thing we saw in that episode last night is just how strongly they feel about Antonio Callaway as a football player. You know, when Haley is talking to Jarvis Landry on the sideline in New York in that Giants game and tell him, hey, can you got all this energy. Can you take this kid under his – we can't afford him slipping up. We need this kid. Can you take care of that for me? And Jarvis saying, yes, sir, I can. That, to me, provided a tremendous amount of context about the Browns' feelings of Antonio Callaway as a football player.
Is there a long leash there, or is there no leash at all? I mean, Hugh basically said, hey, we're not going to put up with that stuff.
Yeah.
Daryl is...
I think he got his mulligan, Jeff. I think that was the mulligan.
I would agree with you on that. The only reason that made me think otherwise is this team is screaming for wide receivers. Whether they're here or not, we still need to see it materialize. And he has shown that he has some ability. I hope that he has received his mulligan and that he has figured that out and that he gets his act together from here and moving forward and conducts himself like a professional football player.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing with Josh Gordon. Let's be real and honest about it. The reason why most fans are rooting for Josh Gordon really has nothing to do with what he's going through. The fans rooting for him to get it together so he can come out and do what he did in 2013 because he has that talent. Let's be real about it. The reason the Cleveland Browns have been working with Josh Gordon is because they do recognize the talent that he has, and they recognize their need for possessing that type of talent on the football field. Do they care about him as a person and from the human side? Sure, of course. But let's also be very real about the situation when we're talking about fans' excitement and the team's excitement about that type of talent. And as people in the league like to say, your talent determines just how much we're willing to put up with you. You know, if what happened to Antonio Callaway on August 5th at 3 a.m. happened to the 10th guy, 10th receiver on the depth chart, that guy's not with the football team today. You know what I'm saying? So the talent is allowing the Browns to tolerate a little bit, give him a little leeway, give him an opportunity to get things on the straight and narrow and move forward. And the same thing kind of goes, you know, for Josh Gordon. That talent is what's you know, driving their patience.
I also wonder if it would have happened during the regular season if the punishment would have been the same. But I want to get to Corey Coleman here. How shocked were you as a guy who's there every day, every minute, to see that conversation off the top where he said, why don't you just trade me? I was floored when I saw it.
That had to be a top 5 Hard Knocks moment of all time since that show's been on the air the last 13 years. I can't conceivably imagine a player who's dropping balls, being lazy in practice, poor attitude, walking into the head coach's office to cry about being demoted to the second string. So now we know about the hamstring. It wasn't a hamstring. He was demoted and he was pouting in that practice on August 4th. And then the coach says, well, did you talk to Todd Haley? Why don't you go talk to Todd about it? And then he just fires back with, if you don't want me, trade me. And Hugh's like, okay, we can do that. And he gone. Like, that's just unbelievable to me. It was a great sequence that they put together for that show. And yes, absolutely, I can believe that that happened.
Does Corey Coleman have the talent to play at a good high level in this league?
If he wants to.
Okay.
The talent ain't the problem. You know, there's a reason the Browns picked him 15th overall in the 2016 NFL draft. Talent ain't the issue. It's what's between the ears that's the issue. And that really, the first two episodes of Hard Knocks got put on display. So those that were crying, and I tweeted this late last night after the show. I said, hey, just out of curiosity, is anyone else crying that Corey Coleman got traded still? I would hope not. Because you got to see why the Cleveland Browns moved on from him and just decided we're just not gonna waste our energy on a guy that doesn't have the right attitude, the right work ethic, et cetera. Because if you know David Njoku, who was dropping passes early in this training camp, he has the right attitude, he has the right work ethic, and you're seeing it pay dividends. He's not dropping passes in practice anymore. He caught two touchdowns in that game against the New York Giants. So. You know, football is not just about pure talent. It's about what's between your ears.
Pink, fuchsia, or purple?
I'm going to say fuchsia because it's like a blend of both.
Looks like slider. The gloves.
Yeah, there
David
you go.
Njoku. Yeah. Daryl Reiner is our Browns beat reporter. He's brought to us by TEC Communications, the local business technology leader for 40 years. Daryl, thanks, buddy.
You got it, guys. Talk to you soon.
Daryl Reiner.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.